So, Jill, can you tell me a little bit about yourself? What do you like to do?
I like to hang out with my friends after school. And after Tuesdays, I go to Clock Towers to practice. And sometimes on Mondays, I go to Girl Scouts. And then Wednesdays, I have religion. And Thursdays, basketball practice. And Friday, I don't do anything.
Tell me about, what's Clock Tower?
Clock Tower is a theater. And you can, like, audition for different ones, like a different kinds of movies, like old movies. And so this last year I was doing Annie, and there are like lots of orphans, and I want to audition for Tessie. I think she's like 10 years old or 11, and I auditioned for her because I wanted to. Me and my dad looked up lines to see how many there were, and it kind of took a long time. So then I wanted Tessie, and Dad told me I might not get what I wanted, but I auditioned and I got it.
Were you nervous?
So.
So, did you have to sing a song from Annie for the audition, or did you come up with your own song or whatever you needed to do for the audition?
You just need to, I think you only need to, like, say a few lines. I don't know if you had to audition with a song.
And then you got a solo, I hear. And what was that like?
Well, I was, like, a little nervous to do the to first practice the solo. But then I get the hang of it, and you get used to it once you practice it more. So when I went on stage for the real one for the show, I wasn't that nervous because my other friend Yelena and Juliana. Juliana was July and Yelena was Kate, and they both did the dance after I sung. They danced and they had little solos too. So I wasn't that scared since I was with two other friends.
Yeah, it's always easier. It's nicer to do things with other kids, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you play basketball too?
Yeah, I do it on Thursdays, and sometimes we have games on Sundays or Saturdays.
I see. Is there, like, a favorite thing that you do? Do you have a favorite of all these activities? You're pretty busy.
I don't know.
So tell me about school. What do you like about school? Any favorite subject?
I like art, and for this art class, I'm doing, like, this art project that involves clay. I don't really know it that much. My second favorite would be recess and then snack and lunch.
Recess is, I think recess is my daughter's favorite subject. Is that right? And art and Chinese. Yeah.
Do like culture, but we're doing like this project that you have to pick a state, like a country or state, and then you had to study more about that. And then you do this thing on iPads called the Show Me app. And you, like, there's slides, and you have to put, like, pictures and words on it. And then you have to say, in the beginning, you have to say, like, welcome to, then you have to tell them how to say ni hao, then, like, show them other slides in your state country. Then at the end, you have to say, thanks for watching, bye, and then say, like, how you say goodbye in your language. Yeah.
So did you get to pick your country, or was it assigned? Did you pick China?
Yeah, you get to pick your country, and then you have to study about it, and I picked China.
What did you learn about China studying about it? Anything interesting?
Well, I learned kind of learned their population, and like I was doing fun facts and stuff, and I looked up some foods and sports.
They like basketball. Did you read about Yao Ming?
Yeah, I did that one. Wait, I think I did that one. I did that one, but it said it was called something different.
And did you find out there are like 1.4 billion people in China? A lot of people there.
Well, I only looked up the population once, so I forget it right now.
Did it make you curious about wanting to visit China? Do you have any memory at all of China?
Well, I know I get an idea of how China looks because mom and dad, they've been on a Great Wall of China, and they took videos, so they let me watch them, and dad, there was a broken stair in the Great Wall, so he kicked it off and kept it.
Oh, Dad took home a piece of the Great Wall, I hear. So do you want to go, do you have any interest in visiting China, do you think, maybe when you get a little older?
Well, I'm going to visit China next year with Clara.
You're all going to go together. You looking forward to that?
Mm-hmm. But I thought it was going to be this year in 2016, but Mom said it was 2017. So I thought it would be this year, so and I was really excited to go, but then I had to now I had to wait a whole nother year.
Well, it gives you time to, like, you can even learn more about it maybe and be even more ready for the trip, you know? A little more time to prepare.
There it is. It has $70 of Chinese money and a piece of the Great Wall.
Wow. Pretty cool. That is pretty cool.
Dad wrote in red marker 2008, and then he wrote on the other side the Great Wall.
That is so cool. And when you go visit, you'll probably go and climb part of the Great Wall.
Yeah. They took like the whole day to climb it. And then went back down.
That's pretty, yeah, it's pretty tiring. It's big. You could take the whole day and only climb a little part of it because it's like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles.
I looked up, it stretches about like thousands of miles. I forget, it had like 62,000 or 6,000 miles.
It's pretty amazing. In your school, are there other kids who are Chinese?
Well, there's this boy named Jade in my class, and his, like, dad's dad is Chinese. His dad's Chinese, so he studied Chinese, and we had to work together. And he doesn't even know how to spell sports or foods.
Oh, so he knows some Chinese, but he can't. You mean sports or foods in English or Chinese?
Well, he doesn't know how to spell the word sports in English or the word foods in English because we're trying to, like, we're looking up on the iPad and on the computer in the computer lab to do Chinese foods and Chinese sports. So I had to help him, and so we looked it up, and Jaden had to spell things out, so I told him I'm not helping him. So he asked another kid in my class, and they told him.
Yeah, well, Jaden knows he can't get over on you. He's been told, right? Do other kids ever ask you about being from China or being adopted? And what's that like?
Well, they did. My friends, Cece, Tristan, Sophia, mostly just girls. Only sometimes they ask me, and it's kind of fun sharing what I'm sharing.
What did they ask you?
They asked me, like, where were you dropped off? Because first, my friend Cece, her real name's Sian, but we all call her Cece. Thought I was dropped off to an orphanage, but I was really dropped off to an adoption center.
So when you explained that to her, did she have more questions?
I didn't really explain it to her. My dad did.
And when kids ask you about it, are you okay with that? Do you feel okay with that? Does it make you feel weird? Or are you okay, like, I'll just answer your questions? What do you think when they ask you?
Well, it doesn't really bother me a lot, so I just answer them, and sometimes I don't know the answer.
And then you just tell them I don't know?
Yes.
And do they stop asking after that?
No.
They keep going, right?
Yes.
Then what do you want to say?
I don't know.
Is there anything that you would like kids to know? Like, you would like to say to other kids about how to talk to kids who are adopted, or kids who are adopted from another country? Is there anything you'd like them to know, if you could tell them anything?
No.
No? Just stop asking me questions?
No, I wouldn't say that. I just, like, don't have, like, anything that I really, really want to tell them.
I want to thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you.